Fresh Fridays, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Money up so high, these niggas think it got a vert. Is you stupid? You ain't gang, you need a feet, pay for the verse. Yeah, I catch him on feet, he paid his life, bought him a hearse. Change the clothes, stay in the V, cause me and Vaughn out doing dirt. Keep it 2 liter with me, bitch, this ain't Sprite, this shit is dirty. Never snitch out on your bros, and that shit law ain't talking Murphy. Never crash out by the bitch, he gave me top just cause I served her. That bitch made you fall in love, like what's the name, cause I ain't learning. AP, who I do it for, I'm paper chasing on the road. Talking about we keep some Glocks, bitch, we say we don't play with Joes. Everybody bust some chains, so free my dogs about that pen. Everybody know my name, I got some caught up off a clan. Wanna jam by many men, lately I feel like 50 cent. 90 shots and down your block, I only pay about 50 cent. Top exotics on the side, as you can tell just by the scent. I ain't finna hand you shit, don't catch that, say that bread was sent.
Swiping cars all through the park, you get it back already spent. Phone them acts if we got back, you know we been already bent. Caught two shots on top his head, that widow's peak replaced his dreads. Know the newest gon' bust tonight, you see his name all through the threads.
Talking about it, set up summer, I ain't never trust no bitch. Shit, if I don't know that bitch, then she can't never see the crib. Fuck, I look like paying bread, don't like no eat around me, nigga. You ain't tryna put in work, don't need no leech around me, nigga. All my dogs and copper chains, this ain't no leeches on us, nigga. Phone them shots up to my red, they turn your ring off, little nigga. He keep acting about just shooting like police, some little nigga. All the real be playing, so like, who he be with them little niggas? I spit hot shit off the top, hot box every cot. 23, I'm tryna pull up in the Benz like I was caught. Purple homie tellin' we should roll a blunt up with the walk. Fuck a V, phone, I'm tryna do a hit, shorty a walk, like. I'm talking about that fucking cop, with your cop. Phone them catch you getting gas and let it rock. Put these niggas popping cribs when we tryna see your eyes. Take your skin off like you know who did it, boy, fuck a disguise.
Glock star shit, all the Glock stars with me. Glock star shit, all the Glock stars with me. Glock star shit, all the Glock stars with me.
Young niggas turn when we spin through the city. Glock star shit, won't blow pipe, y'all Glock model. You don't want no smoke, we so stole, we some fossils. Gang says yo bitch 550 in her tassel. I tell Louis with me, I pull up like Obama.
Glock star shit, all the Glock stars with me. Glock star shit, all the Glock stars with me. Glock star shit, all the Glock stars with me.
Y'all niggas turnt when we spit through the city. Glock star shit, won't blood pipe, y'all Glock model. You don't want no smoke, we so stone, we so fossil. Gang took your bitch 550 with her tonsils. Artillery with me, I pull up like Obama, nigga.
Like the president or something, nigga. You know what the fuck going on, nigga. Glock star,
yeah. Yeah, you already know what's going on. It's your boy Fly Gaza, BX in the fucking building. You either tuned in. Yeah, I know y'all said that shit in y'all head. Oh, you motherfucking tuned out. You already know what the motherfucking vibe is. It's your boy Fly Gaza. I'm getting emails, so I'm multitasking. Excuse me for stopping. We right here. Y'all already know what it is. For the Record Radio is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Flock Gaza. We here. Y'all know the number. Every Friday from Wednesday to motherfucking Monday. Monday is warming up. Yo, shout out to Haiti the Great. Got these independent artists on Monday sliding through, spitting bars, and we getting to hear what the fuck they got to say. And I'm loving every minute. The Great Bar Show, baby. You already know. Today is Friday. I do got my special guest for the record, Retro Kashi, with that intro in the beginning. I had to play it. That shit go hard as hell. Shout out to all the Minnesota artists out there doing their motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? There's a lot of y'all that are very, very talented and know how to handle business. I salute them also. All right, so we got this. We got this special interview tonight, and I know y'all listening. I feel y'all listening. If y'all not listening, I don't know what to tell y'all. But if you want to call in and speak to her, she right here. She right here. Y'all just call that number, 929-477-2425. Yo, Pops, talk your shit. Let them know who you are, where you from. Hey,
what's up, everybody? What's up? My name is Portia. Everybody call me Posh. I'm Posh the model to the people that know. I'm an entrepreneur. I have multiple businesses. One of my businesses is called Luxury Dream Production, where I mold models to go out and do their thing the best way that they know how. I'm the editor-in-chief of a magazine called Street Noise Magazine. It's a digital magazine. I'm a writer. I got a book coming out. I got a lot of things going on. I'm a model coach. I like to inspire people and motivate people to do the things that they love to do. That's why my business is called Luxury Dream Productions. You feel me?
Talk your shit. Talk your shit, young lady. We here. It's your boy, Flock Gaza. We got an entrepreneur. She's doing her thing. She's working hard and making her name even bigger than what it was. Like, I seen you grow. And I don't even know you from the beginning, just since I've known you. You have grown. You know what I mean? I want
to
salute you
to
on what
say,
you're doing.
I forgot to say that I'm new to Minnesota, but I'm from Chicago. I'm from the south side of Chicago, but I'm starting to love me some Minnesota. I ain't going to lie to you.
So I'm glad you corrected that and let it be known. You feel me? She's new to the motherfucking scene, but she's from the Chi. So my question to you is, what started your love for entertainment? Tell us about your roots in Chicago.
Okay, so I grew up in an entertainment household. Like, my dad, Tyrone Shannon, rest in peace to my dad. He passed away on Father's Day this year. He really molded me into entertainment because he was a musician and he loved to perform. So I used to watch him perform. I used to watch my family, my sisters, my uncles. And I never was the singing, rapping type, even though I think I got it in me. Like, put me in the booth. I might could do it. You feel me? But that was never my thing. My thing was always talking to people and being pretty and handling business. That's always been my thing.
Right, right. So you always knew how to woo the crowd when you was there, huh?
Yeah. I'm a people person. I'm definitely a people person. So when I had my son and I had an incident where I lost my memory for like a couple of years and I was just trying to mold my, find out what I liked, I realized I did go to school for performing arts. I love to act. I was acting. I was in so many plays when I was younger. And I was a hand model. So once I started getting the hang back on to the things that I like to do, I decided that modeling was going to be where I started. So once I got my foot in the door with modeling, I started modeling with an entertainment company called the Drops of Chocolate. And those are my girls, too. Shout out to the Drops of Chocolate in Chicago. They still be killing shit. Once I did that, it just kind of took off from there. Like, I did Ashley Stewart, I did Avenue, and when I left Chicago, I left because I was like, man, I need something new. Like, it's everybody in Chicago doing the same thing that I'm trying to do. Let me just move around so I could get some fresh air and get some fresh perspectives on what I like to do. And when I got here, it was amazing because, like, I let God lead me. So when I was in Chicago modeling for the Drops of Chocolate, I had started modeling for a company called Lush is Lush. It was a lingerie company. And when I got to Minnesota, I saw that they was having, like, a model call, and they was having a Halloween party. So I went, and I got picked up. And she like, man, you look familiar. And the whole time, I had been modeling her stuff from Chicago. So that was an automatic job for me. And it just went from there. It just skyrocketed from there.
Wow. 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 What's the chances of that, right? Let's be real.
Right.
What's the chances of that? Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you a question I was thinking while you were speaking. What's the big difference in the model scene in Minnesota compared to from where you're from, Chicago? Like, what's the big difference in that modeling scene?
Think that the big difference is, to be honest, it's not a difference. The difference to me is the plus size scene, the plus size model scene, and just the average models. You know what I'm saying? Like, in Chicago, the plus size girls are killing it. Like, they sticking together, they moving, they maneuvering, doing what they need to do so that they can help each other. And here is like, I don't know. The plus size model's not the same. So it's easier for me to get a group of models that's not plus size to, you know, work than it is for me to get plus size models to work. And I don't know why that is, but in Minnesota, that's the difference for me.
That's your opinion, definitely, for the record.
Yeah.
So my thing is, go ahead.
I was going to say, but as far as modeling as a whole, the industry, it's pretty much the same. Like, you come in, you do what you got to do. You come in professional. A lot of people don't come in professional. In Chicago, I think it's more coaches and more people that's willing to help. It's just everybody got their favorites. Here, it's like everybody just doing their own thing, trying to make it. So I just wish it was more help, you know?
You know what? With that being said, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Right now, I want to spin this cat right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to just let them hear him. Fuck the hype. We here with Posh. Tune in or you fucking tuned out, stupid. 929-477-2425. We lit. Fresh Friday. Yo, Posh, I don't know. You might know this independent artist if you've been listening. You might not. But if you don't know this artist, believe me, you about to turn up over there. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm telling
Let
you.
See.
You ready? I don't know.
I'm
if
ready.
You ready. I don't
Let me
know.
See.
For the record. She's going to make me go there. All right, fuck it. We going there. Let's go. Minnesota, what's up? We here. Plot guys are approved. You all right?
I need all the little booty bitches, big booty bitches to the motherfucking front. It's time to shake that ass, baby. Hey, it's time to get on that motherfucking flow and throw something like you ain't never threw it before. Yeah. From the north to the south. Hey, hey.
What you gonna do with them dollars?
Model for model. Hey. They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker.
Gonna be.
She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Shorty gon' get it.
Kitty.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Hey. Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Trampoline, 33 with the face of a teen.
Okay.
Body look like a bottle, but when she start throwing that booty, she causing a scene. Jump some honey, she drop to her knees. If you broke, she won't bother to see. Rather dance on a bitch than a G.
Okay.
But I bet she gon' give it to me.
Yeah.
Left cheek, right cheek, no feet.
Cheek.
Burn her head in the car, no Jeep. Speed limit, she ain't using no teeth.
Sure.
Throw it back to the West End Suite.
Big
bag, we don't do shit cheap. In the club, she be turned that weak.
Aye, aye.
Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Got a grind, she the type to go eat.
Model for model.
Hey.
They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'.
Let's get it.
Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Aye.
Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Shorty gon' get it.
Kitty.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Hey.
Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Kitty.
Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Round of applause, time to turn up, I know she be with it. Try give me 50, she live for the blues, creepin' like
Nipsey.
Ass and titties, skinny petite, but she had a big. Fuck it up, mama, you can't tell a shit, she do stay lean. Out of her mind, slurp for the Birkin, free for the Fendi. I'm on the grind, tweaking and beating, I made her get trippy. The hoes gon' turn up, whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. I know she gon' turn up, whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. Model for model, they on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey.
Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Shorty gon' get it.
Kitty.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Hey.
Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Kitty. Kitty.
Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Yeah. You already know. You know how we vibing. It's Fresh Friday. We here with Posh. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I couldn't even say his name because as soon as I heard his voice, my heart started doing something weird. I fucked with me some Swabba, okay?
Let me find out. If you know, you know. Bottle for bottle, man. Swabo, you heard? That's a big Swabo, too, y'all. Not the little guy. I don't know who that is.
Okay, big Swabo, not little man.
Big facts, man. Shout out to the family. He's grinding. He's been grinding. Minnesota show him love. Minnesota show him hate. So he's got to be doing something right for the people who are looking outside of Minnesota. You know what I mean? I support artists that are grinding very, very hard for what they want. You know what I mean? Because we all grinding for a reason. And we all here for the same reason, if you really think about it. We just pieces on the chessboard. You feel me? Yo, we live. We here. Posh Press Friday. You know what it is. The number is 929-477-2425. So let's continue where we left off before Swabo model for model. So we're talking about the Minnesota scene. Minnesota, if you listening right motherfucking now, this is your motherfucking chance to call the number and say exactly how you feel about the Minnesota scene. Surprise.
Absolutely.
French fries, motherfuckers. Let's go. You feel
surprise,
me?
Surprise, surprise.
Let's talk about it. So you being from Chicago and moving out there looking for something new that might spark your spark, and I think you found it in Minnesota, and you enjoy it and you loving life with it, and I do watch. So definitely let the people know what you got going on in Minnesota first and foremost.
Okay, so I'm originally a part of the second season of Twin Cities Reality TV, where we just come together as entrepreneurs and business people and artists, and, you know, we just get to know each other and, you know, just party, turn up, you know, have fun and get to know each other. Then I got connected with a couple of good people and started working on a magazine where we promote artists and businesses, and I'm a mom first and foremost, so that's the top of my list, you know what I'm saying? But I still work on Luxury Dream Productions. We actually got some pretty dope stuff coming up in Minnesota right now. Next week, the models from the Model Factory, which is the school, I'm not going to say little school because it's not a little school. We got 10 girls that's models right now for me. We have a collaboration with Davis Bridal where we get to model the gowns and stuff in the showroom for the customers. So that's big. We doing that on the 22nd in Oakdale. Y'all want to come check us out. Yeah, so I got some things. I got some things.
Okay. So, you had a reunion of the reality TV show, correct? Not too long ago?
Correct.
My question was, what did you think about it? What did you think about it? How did it really go?
To be honest.
How did you feel?
To be honest, for the record, to be honest, I didn't go to the reunion.
Oh, man.
I didn't go. I didn't go. So I can't even tell you how it was or how it wasn't because I was not in attendance.
And I ain't going to ask you what you heard about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I won't talk no shit on the first Friday.
I don't do hearsay. You feel me?
But if you know, you know. Okay, so we ain't even going to go there. So, all right, we're going to switch the whole mood around right now. This is what we're going to do. Listeners, if you're listening on the link right now, we got Posh, Miss Portia, whichever way you may know her. Yeah, I mean, she does a lot of things. She does modeling. She on TV. Mm-hmm. Like, give them your social media so they can go and follow you and go watch you on your YouTube. Go ahead, girl.
Instagram is Posh.2.0. Also, Portia, a.k.a. The P, the model. On Instagram, I mean, on Facebook, it's just Portia, Portia Shannon. You can follow me there. On YouTube, it's, I don't have a YouTube, but I'm on Twin Cities Reality TV. Subscribe. Look at it. Comment. Tell us what you think about that. Also, I was on Divorce Court. That went viral. And if you Google my name, it'll pop right up. You came back.
That was one of my goddamn questions. Hold on. Let me. Yo, I swear that was one of my questions. Now we got to talk about it. Hold on. What was that about?
Okay, if we gotta talk about it,
yeah, why not?
Why not? So, before I came to Minnesota, I was working real close with a Roku channel called One Love, One House. And I had got booked for a lot of different things on reality TV. And yes. Divorce Court was one of them. So I took one of the relationships that I had, and we went on Divorce Court. And it was crazy. It was so crazy because I was not expecting us to go viral. But I should have known when we were filming that when she snatched that wig off her head that we was going to go viral. I should have known. And all I could do was say, what the wig do? You know how many people that came up to me with shirts, mugs, coffee? I'm going to capitalize off it, but I still be trying to wrap my head around the fact that people still, like, know me from Divorce Court. That is so funny
that,
to me.
Yo, you know, the world is big, but it's small at the same time, man. You'd be surprised how many people you see online. And they pass right by you, and you look at them, you're like, damn, I know them from somewhere. In reality, you don't know them. You might have just seen them before the picture, before on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, people do that to me all the time. Yeah? Like, especially older people, because, you know, a lot of older people watch Divorce Court. So I could be, like, at the dentist with my kids, and the old lady be like, hey, what the wig do? I'd be like, oh, my God. My kids looking at me like, Mom, what?
Now, let me ask you. When they notice who you are and they say that, do you get a good feeling, good memories and shit, or it's more like, not again?
I'm going to be honest with you. After we filmed that in like June 22, right? So it didn't air until November 2022. So I had forgot all about it until they started sending me clips. Like, so at first I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But as the time went past, I done got used to it. Now it's a good feeling because we had a good time. We got flew out. You know what I'm saying? We got money. We had like a luxury little lifestyle for like a day. Like it was a decent experience. Like I'll do it again.
See, that's why. You see, sometimes humility can get you further than being cocky. Nancy, yes,
fact.
We do have a callers. Callers, do not hang up. If you're listening to the link right now, call in. We got roughly 35 more minutes here live with Miss Portia herself, a.k.a.
I got callers.
Oh, yeah, we got a caller, too. Callers, don't hang up. If you're listening, 929-477-2425. You might or might not know this song, but I want you to vibe out. All right?
All right.
Bet.
Now you a shooter, boy you a capper. Big boy drip, with a big boy.
wanna spend the night, she think I'm a temple. Skinny nigga, hood, racks on Bill and Central. My pocket, she keep a her dues, dude. 22 inch, up on the new school. Bought me some new shoes. Investigate niggas, I caught they ass Blues Clues. Her pussy got power like voodoo. Hey, might pull up in the 300 or one of the old schools. I got fresh produce like Cub Fools. I was just protesting right up at Cub Fools.
Now you a rapper, now you a trapper. Now you a shooter, boy you a capper. Big boy drip, with a big boy clip. Hey, now you a rapper, now you a trapper. Shooter, boy, you a capper. Big boy drip, with a big boy clip. Hey,
yeah. Big boy drip. Chosen, what up? Hey yo, you already know what it is. It's your boy Fly Guys of Fresh Friday. We here. We made it through the motherfucking week, and it's time for the weekend. Make sure if you drinking, don't you dare motherfucking drive. Have your motherfucking peoples call you an Uber and get the fuck home. You
Uber
feel me?
Everywhere.
We here. You heard me? For real, though. They not playing out there, and there's a lot of drinking and driving going, and I'd rather spread the message. Don't drink and drive. It's going to be more than
I
a ticket.
That.
You feel me? Hey, yo, before we let the callers come in, I definitely have to ask you these questions, man, because this is an interview. This is what we're going to do. So my question to you is, what member of the reality show was your favorite and which was your least favorite? Hey, don't shoot the messenger, G. Don't shoot the, this is what the people expect me to ask you. I'm saying. This is what the people want to know.
Favorite. Y'all want to hear my favorite or my least favorite first? Which one should I do first, guys?
Let's do the favorite.
My favorite is definitely the Beautiful Red. You already know I was going to say the Beautiful Red. Y'all already know I was
going
to say.
Okay.
I love Red.
Come in the words of Gaza.
For the record, we here.
I heard somebody say my name.
See how she come when I say her name? Period.
Perfect. Say my name in the face.
Okay, we definitely child up in this team. Welcome to Florida
Record
Radio. If y'all
don't know who that is, talk your shit.
Thank you.
I just called to give my friend her flowers. Y'all know her as Posh. I call her, hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
I'm proud of you, baby. I love you. Thank you for not only being my friend, but being one of my biggest supporters. Thank you for loving me, my daughter, and all of my craziness that comes along with the Beautiful Red. You've been nothing but a blessing since the day we met. So I love you. I am proud of you. Continue kicking their ass and stepping on their necks because it is fluffy pimping season. Okay?
Yeah. I love you, sweet friend. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with us over there at LDP because we finna get to dropping again with our modeling and our shows, our pictures. Y'all know that me and Posh are both part of a production company that she runs. So tune in with that and make sure you guys are tuning in with her, Gaza, for the Record Radio. See me on Sundays at the Red Spotlight. I love you.
Love you, Red.
And you know that.
I love it.
Hey, yo, man, we here. You already know the Beautiful Red every Sunday There's always some shit happening over there. So y'all better stay the fuck tuned in. You never know what will go down.
Okay.
It's definitely the red spotlight. We here. Tune in or you fucking tuned out. We got Posh in the building. Red just slid through. Yo, Red, you still there?
I'm still here.
I bet. Give the world your social media so they can run you up.
Make sure you guys go and follow me, of course, powered by For the Record Radio on Sundays at the Red Spotlight. But on all social media platforms, you can follow me on For the Record Radio or at The Beautiful Red. Also, you guys can officially find me on Tubi as Detective Daniels in the Randolph series. Go and find us.
Shit,
tune in. Tune in.
I'm so proud of you, Fred. Talk your shit, Shawty.
You see, I said, y'all been running Tubi up. Y'all better run it up because my friend is on there now. Run it up now for real.
Okay. Run it up.
Shout out to Queen Blay for making her. Her little taste. Stay tuned in the video. That's a whole different scene, y'all. Y'all gotta go catch
that's
that.
That's episode
one.
4, y'all. But I'm just saying,
episode 4, about halfway in, gets a little spicy, wifey. So go on, see that ass clap.
Oh shit, y'all! It's about to go down. In the words of my nigga Jay-Z, Brooklyn, stand up. Y'all better tune the fuck in. It's going down. Y'all missing out. What y'all gonna do now? Mm-hmm. That's a question.
I'm still over here thinking about my least favorite character on this reality show. That's what y'all don't know. I'm over here like,
I thought I saw that. But you know, I'm not gonna press on it. But now that you brought it up, who's your least favorite? Turn up there.
You want me to? It wouldn't even be fair for me to say my least favorite because I feel like everybody who left and didn't try to come back and try to resolve issues and that type of stuff, those people is my least favorite.
People who ran away from the show.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't no nothing like, you know, I didn't run away. I just said, I'm mad, okay? I'm tired. That's how I felt. But everybody that was like, yeah, them.
I must say, reality shows do take a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of putting power into that shit within everybody to make shit happen. Just think about what y'all really did, man. Y'all created something. And of course it's going to be hard. To run away is the easy thing. I felt that answer. I didn't think you would have said that. That's real, real shit. The hardest thing to do is to stay in the game. Even when we always saw other reality TV shit. You feel me? It was the ones who stuck it out. Remember, what was that shit in Jersey?
Yeah, and I'm like,
yeah, the Jersey Shore shit.
I was just like,
everybody argued.
I was looking. I'm sorry, guys. I was looking at the show, like, from the beginning to the end, and I'm like, dad, it was like so much life in me and my face, and I was having so much fun. Then life happened, you know what I'm saying? Like real life, like reality was going on for this show, but life was happening to me. And by the end of the season finale that just came out, you could tell, you could look at my face and tell, like, bro, she drained, like she needs some milk. Like, that's how I felt like I looked. Like, I was tired. I was tired. I didn't have nothing else to give. And I'm a big believer of when you don't have it to give, you shouldn't give it.
That's real shit, though. You know what I mean? Sometimes it be the gusto be in the beginning, and 30 days into it, a motherfucker may not feel it no more. And that's just reality TV. They just might not feel that shit no more, and it's not the same mojo. It's like that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? In front of the camera, I want to shout out everybody who had enough guts to go ahead and do what they had to do in front of that camera to make something happen, to put out the content, to put it out, promote it the way y'all did. I salute that shit because it took a team effort. Even though motherfuckers was fighting and maybe got overly drunk at certain points, it was great to see. You know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. I had fun watching that motherfucker.
That shit was just like, a lot of stuff y'all didn't see. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's a lot of stuff that didn't even get shown. So, woo!
Right. Man. But definitely. The point is, nobody died. Nobody really got injured. No animals got hurt. And it was entertainment.
Right. Everybody was safe. Nobody got injured during no filming of the show.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It was entertainment. Definitely well put. And, you know, it only gets better. It only gets better.
Yeah.
That's what I think. If y'all keep going, it's only going to get better. Who knows? Who knows who might catch that show and be like, you know what? We want to do shit in the UK. Here you go.
Yeah.
Whoever was there from the beginning is what's really going to matter at the end of the day. It's just that one person to see that and be like, yo, that shit fire. Let them do that shit over here and test it up. Because believe it or not, it can happen.
I might have had to step back because, like I said, my dad passed away and I just wasn't in the right mind space, you know. But even though I stepped back, I still manifest for the greatness of the show. I still pray for Red, even Angel, even when we don't see eye to eye. Because I think me and her didn't see eye to eye a lot more than people saw. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean I wish bad on her. That don't mean that I want her to fail. I want her to win still. I'm still going to push her. I don't care if I'll never see the girl again. I'm still going to push her dream because I was a part of it. And I believe in it.
Of course. Right. That's 100, yo. Callers, don't hang up. I see you there. We got enough time. I'm going to play a song. Red, don't hang up. Stay right there if you're still listening. You heard? Posh, don't go nowhere. Stay right there. We gonna turn up a little bit, man. I got a little bit of Dre the Rapper in my deck right now, and he got this one song that we can't go wrong.
Lil B, fuck him up.
Dre, Dre. This that nigga head. Love. That go to fans.
Bow, bow.
Make them blink up. Bow, bow.
Blink his ass.
Bow, bow.
Make them blink up. Bow.
Rapper, Chicken Head remix, man. I ain't even gonna lie. That shit go hard.
Yo, you blicky, blicky. Oh.
Yo, he talk his shit. I fuck with him, man. Was him and Bird 95, I fuck with their music. I ain't gonna lie. They different. 929-477-2425. We here. Tune in. You ready to get to these
calls?
This call has been waiting. Yeah.
Guys, the one thing I don't want to forget before the 21 minutes up is I have the dopest family here in Minnesota, and it's a part of a podcast called the Minnesota Cold Talk Podcast. Listen, when I tell you want to have my little down moments, we got a little backpack group. We get online on Facebook Live, and we talk about real topics, real subjects, and we help people, and people help us, and it's like a real community. Oh, I could not get on this show and not say shout out to Minnesota Cold Talk Podcast. I cannot.
Yo, that's big fat. Yo, shout out to them. I know exactly who you're talking about, man. We need to get them over here to promote their shit one day. You know that. For real, this is where it's at. They are. The topics over there get serious, y'all, and it's totally different. That's a fact. So you ready to get to these callers? You never know who's going to call in. You ready?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Let's see. Caller number one, who are you, where you from, and what do you do? We live. You live. We here live with Posh from Minnesota. They must be just listening. Ooh, I like that. All right.
Well,
since they listening.
What's up?
Yeah, 612. All right. So
well, shout out to them.
Do.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, definitely shout out to them. So my next question to you is, where do you see Posh going from that to in the future? Where do you see going with it? Is it another state? Are you going to come back to the reality show and y'all about to take over some other place and do great things? What's next for Posh?
Right now, I'm not going to lie, I like reality. I like the reality thing. It's definitely something that that I'm enjoying. Right now, I'm trying to go more mainstream. So I got a lot of things that's been presented to me, like The Circle on Netflix. What else? Family Feud. But my family, they like, so I'm working on that one. But I don't mind coming back to the reality show. I just need to have a couple conversations, and depending on how those conversations go, then I'm on board. But I'm always down to take it back to the, take it to the next level. Even if I have to go to LA and shake some trees or something, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do.
That's what the journey of the dream is about. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your dream is and whatever that you want to do, you could do it. So, you know what I mean? You always have the support of us over here at For the Record. You heard? Big facts.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Because you ain't scared to go get it. Now, I mean, if you're not scared to go get it, I'll rock with you. Go get that shit, goddamn shit. What's stopping you? You can only stop yourself.
Who's going to go get it for me? Who's going to get it for me, guys? Nobody.
I don't know. Maybe this next caller. Let's see if he gonna go get it or she gonna go get it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, yo, caller, you gonna get it? She gonna get it or you gonna get it? Who are you? Where you from? And what you do? We live.
You gotta do it.
Yo, who that?
Hello.
Yeah, you live. You live on the radio, sweetheart. You live.
Hey, this is Megan Ciano. I'm calling for Porsha. I'm from the Minnesota Cold podcast, and I was wondering what I got to do to be one of her models.
Oh, hey, Megan's Piano. Ooh. I love you, girl. Thank you for calling in.
Love you, too.
Shout
out to Posh, black dress here.
Shout out.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to y'all for calling. I love that. Actually, just,
you know,
just want to
be a model on your show or whatever.
Just inbox me, and I could set up a little audition for you, for me, you, and Shine, and then we can go from there. I do have open, like, photo shoots so that y'all can come in and get skills and, like, little poses and stuff from the models that I already have. We got a couple of shoots coming up at the end of the month on the 24th and the 29th. So if you just send me an inbox, I'll send you the flyers, and, you know, so we can go from there.
All right, say less.
Love you. Thank you for calling, caller. We appreciate you for that.
Yeah. Y'all like my voice? All right, I'm done.
Yeah, you sound pretty cool.
Yeah, you sound good, girl.
Oh,
you sound great.
She said, y'all like my voice? And hung up. That was fashionable, I must say. For the record, very fashionable, boo. Word, boo. Yo, we here. We live, man. Tune in or you fucking tuned out. And if you a caller and you trying to just listen, just let me know. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, yo, you there? Wait, hold on. Right. Yo, guys, right. They there? You know what I mean? Hey, yo, we going to go to the
commercial. I'm trying to hit the rest of y'all,
right,
boys. Back. What's up?
Oh, man. Y'all ready? Tune in or you tuned out. We're going to get right back to these callers after this.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
This Polo Shack, you know if I'm on the radio, I'm locked in with Fly Gaza. And this one is the pro. And that's for the record. Yaya.
In your face. All over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy Polo Shack, and this one right here is called Big AQ, featuring Restel's Infinity. Stay locked in to MindStar Radio. Nah, I'm lying. That's back then. This one right here is called For the Record Radio, and this Fly Guys will approve.
In the mix. In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
It's what up, this Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
The mix. With the hottest DJ.
Prada's on stepping it. This is HQ, fully flexing it. Shorty on my body and she getting all affectionate. On my whole squad, told Shamika that I'm next to it. Came from Astoria, name from Astoria. Why you think my chain say Astoria? HQ, Bloomingdale's dripping with the Macy's. In the booth, cooking like 40 on AC. Middle course, either playing dice or we balls. Tournaments where you could catch rings like joy. People call me Polo, I'm the one that make the phone call. Eight magazines, probably next I'm on the fourth floor. Guess the what? Guess who gets the copy on his bullshit? Like chasing a deal, I'm on my hood shit. Complete, probably stepping in the girls or drugs shit. Big hoy, remember when I had all the clubs. Play this on the radio, I'm different like radio. You wanna holler, gotta follow, nigga, here we go. Playing on expensive, I was on the benches. Came from Astoria, find me in the trenches.
Came in Astoria, came in Astoria.
Little automatic stills to let them have it. 204 the address, shorter was my pops, I'm not a bastard. Mr. Make it happen, pull up to the spot and make it active. I relate to fashion, still it get you dropped like college classes. Hold on, Balenciaga runners, colors like molasses. Body guarded glasses, chilling in the back, I need the backing. Me and ghetto rapping, flow, I probably join, he always tapping. Yo, flex is cracking, when it come to bars, I've been a maxis. Hold on, never failed to send me cars, it look like taxes. In a different bracket, I don't just drip, I leave splashes. See the global patches, jeans with the rips, you know it's cracking. Got a bad happen, when they see it's lit, I start blasting. Hold on, Polo time to make a move. Like we acting, but it's only action. We gon' win for life and leave them scratching. And the boy that man is always mind your business, money stacking. And the boy that has me, they'll make you lose before you have it.
Queens, New York, Astoria, Queens, man, to be exact. We here live.
Hey, I like
Minnesota
that.
School,
I like
man.
That. You going to have to send me that one. I like that one a lot. I'm over here moving and grooving.
Hey, yo, for real, though, that's that party music. That's that party music
like
right
that.
There, man. Definitely. Shout out to Polo Shack, man. It's on all major platforms right now, Polo Shack. That's P-O-L-O-S-H-A-K. You're going to see him. He's got a lot of work, a hard-working independent artist coming out of New York City for sure, for sure. And that's all major platforms, all social media and everything is Polo Shack. You know what I mean? That's my
guy. Don't worry about it. I just put it on my playlist right now, guys. You don't even know. I just typed that in so fast. Really?
Man, that's called AQ. Big AQ, man. Shout out to Polo Shack, great independent artist. We got callers. Let's see what they say. Let's see what they say. We got 9 minutes. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do?
It's your girl, Queen Lo. For those who don't know, I am a hairstylist. I sell women's shoes at Wood Grain Apparel at Maplewood Mall. Shout out to them. I'm also on the reality show that you're discussing with Posh. And I just wanted to say I hope that everything goes well. You know, Posh was on the show before I was, and I really enjoy watching, you know, seeing how they handle things and how they do things together. And I feel sad. I feel sad not, you know, having it be the same way. So I'm hoping that things can go good. They can have their conversation as needed, and we can move forward the way it's supposed to be.
Hey, Lo.
Hey.
You know, I feel the
you
same way that I've always felt.
That's
you know,
real
I,
shit,
I,
yo.
I know.
That's real shit.
And I'm proud of you. You know, you always, you still moving forward and doing things. And you know me, I'm always big with growth. And you show a lot of that. Attitude reflects leadership always. And you are a great leader. And I just hope that everything works out, you know, for the best. And I'm here for the journey,
yeah.
So, you know, I ain't going nowhere.
And it will, yeah. You know, it's a journey. It will. It's, you know, like I said before, I let God lead me. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully everything will work out with the reality show, you know. But if not, then it's other things. Like I said, I still manifest and pray for the greatness of the show. So with that being said, I'm probably not going nowhere. We just know it needs to be some more conversations had. That's all.
Agreed.
That's grown people shit. Yes, ma'am. That's grown people shit for the record. The lady who called in, what's your name again?
Queen Lo.
Oh, you
Queen
talking to me.
Lo.
Okay. I'm sorry. Queen Lo, for those who don't know, I am Allegra, but I go by Queen Lo here in the Twin Cities. And it's pretty much nothing that I don't do. But my main
right.
thing is
hey,
to uplift women. And for us to stick together as women and help build each other and not, you know what I mean, tear each other down or speak negative. Like, you wouldn't even know that there's an issue if there was an issue. You know what I mean? I like that because there's business to be taken care of. There's things that's way more important than drama or beef that's not even necessary. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
That's
right.
What I stand for. That's who I am.
Absolutely.
I like that vibe. That's positive mind thinking right there. You feel me? That's the type of person who could turn a negative into a positive if they really want to with that mentality. And I like the way you came in. I like the way you came in today. You kept that shit a buck. You know what I mean? And you said you riding out.
That's always.
So I can respect
that's always.
That.
You know what, gossip? For the record, Queen Lo was new to the show, and she's the one who actually talked me into saying, come on, P, let's handle this business. Let's do it. We got this. And I was like, okay, you right. So I appreciate you, Lo, for coming in like you did on 100 and, you know, making shit move
no
the
doubt.
Way it needed to at that time.
No doubt, no doubt.
You know, People like the young lady right here, a lot of people need people like her because some people make the wrong decisions off of instinct or emotion or how they feel right then at the time. And just for the record, that's the wrong time to make a decision is when you're frustrated, y'all. That's all it
yeah.
is. Being mad is a part of being frustrated or whatever the reason is. All you need to do is relax for a second and take 24 hours before you make any fucked up decision. All right?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Real talk.
That was nice
Call,
feedback
I,
right there.
I want to thank you for sliding through. Miss Lo, I want to thank you for sliding through and putting that positive energy on us. Callers, do not hang up, all right?
No doubt, no doubt. I appreciate y'all allowing me to say my piece in this. And I'll be listening some more.
Well, you can always hit that line on any show that you want. Beautiful Red actually got a show on Sunday. You can always slide through.
That's my girl. Shout out Beautiful Red. She doing her thing, too.
Big facts. Big facts. Hold on. All right. Bet. So stay right there, caller. You're going to be our last caller of the night. We gonna pitch a vibe. Let's choose a female independent artist, and we're gonna ask you what you think about it afterwards. Is that all right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Let's go. Let's get right to it. She in her bag too.
I'm really the bitch's worst nightmare. Got it. I jump in my bag, these bitches be mad for real. Niggas be rats, they squeal. Don't fuck with no bitches, don't fuck with nobody. I gotta get me a meal. I was homeless, ain't no nobody. Naughty niggas, they all on my body. But I said fuck them, no little nigga, I don't trust you. Load my little gun, I'll bust you. Play with these niggas like tic-tac-toe. Fucking your nigga, I'm all in this girl. Yo little hubby, but that's my hoe. These niggas be fans for real. Calling on God, it's like nigga for real. No, I don't need you, I need me a deal. Bring the beat back, it's all on repeat. Beat knocking, they all out the yeah. I got a white bitch to pump it up. Get on your grind, run the money up. Cause fucking with me is a problem. If big got us little nigga, I'll solve him. Beat down bitch, that bitch be throbbing. Feel that bitch, she all in the time. Ooh, way got men to stay calm. Extra fat, it's jiggling jump. Fuck your nigga, we humpity hump. Steppin' on bitches, I'm steppin' on stump. You owe me some money, little nigga, then run. I got some little niggas ready to run. Aiming that bitch, they gunning, they gunning. I'm the little bitch, turn nothing to something. I'm all in my bag, I'ma run it up. I got a white bitch to pump it up. Fucking with me, get your money up. Cause all of my niggas gon' run it up. I'm all in my bag, I'ma run it up. I got a white bitch to pump it up. Fucking with me, get your money up. Cause all of my niggas gon' run it up.
Hold on. We can't let y'all hear that whole thing. We just can't. Nah, fuck that.
What?
Y'all can't.
What?
Pull up. Young Goddess. That's her name, man. She's from the Carolinas,
Young
man.
Young Goddess.
She, hey. Yes.
She body
We interviewed her not too long. Yo, she on some real shit. She definitely loves what she do, let's just say. She loves what she do. A serious businesswoman doing it out of the Carolinas. I believe, I want to say it's North Carolina. Pardon me if I'm wrong and you hear me, Young Goddess. But either way, yeah, she bringing that smoke. I give it to you.
That was fire. That was definitely fire. I was kind of sad when you turned it off. Like, I got a sad taste. Like, my
I know bad people are sad. I got a text this
smell
now. I don't
turned upside down.
Let's get to this last caller of the night. We here with Posh. If y'all didn't know, Posh from Minnesota, a.k.a. Chicago also. She's running it up out there. If y'all don't know who she is, what's your social media before we get this last caller? Give it to them.
It's Portia Shannon on Facebook. It's Posh.2.0 on Instagram. My TikTok, I do got a TikTok. It's Miss_Posh330. And, you can follow me on those social media platforms.
Yo, go follow her now, man. She's a whole movie. I'm telling you, she's a movie. Let's get to this next caller right now. Caller, you the last caller of the night. I want to thank everybody who showed up and showed out. But this is the last caller. Caller, who are you, where you from, and let them know what the fuck you do around here, man.
Man, this your boy Zero Smiles, BX Burrow, South Florida, stand the fuck up. I am the host of the Weed Files every Wednesday night right here on For the Record Radio. Tap in, tune in. Y'all know the motherfucking vibes. What's poppin', Gaza?
Yo, what's good, man? I'm here with my special guest. She's right out of Minnesota right now. She's doing a lot of different things, modeling. She's in front of the camera with the reality shit going on. she's working hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Do you have any questions for her you might have heard?
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely do got a question. So, in this world of the sexualizing music, you know, with the wamp, rap, and the bongo and all of that side of hip hop, what message can you give to the young girls coming up that's a positive outside of the sexualization?
Basically, staying true to yourself. Like, music is great. I feel like music is good for the soul, but music is not. It's not like, don't just because they out here whopping and popping and doing all this, that stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. That's what's important. I feel like even though everything is over sexualized, not even for young women, like everything, I just feel like young women right now need to be focused on trying to chase the bag, but get to the money. You know what I'm saying? Worry about your next 2, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. If you got kids, worry about the shorties. Don't do too much, because at the end of the day, these people making money off of their music to make you do certain things when you got your own brain. So use your brain and do what you got to do for you.
Big facts. Appreciate that answer. Appreciate that. If anybody, for those who don't know, you can follow me on Instagram, ZERO_SMILEZ. Same thing on Up Live, or tune in every Wednesday night right here on Puerto Rico Radio for the Weed Files. And you can get your medical marijuana information that you don't know. I do this for the community and the culture. We black people need to, excuse me, I'm high as shit. We black people need to learn a lot more about the weed we smoke before we smoke it. And this is where you can learn it at.
100. Hey, yo, that's it, y'all. The show is over. I want to thank everybody for sliding through. I'm lit right now, and I still got to put a verse down. So anybody got any shout-outs? Anybody want to give a shout-out?
I'd like to give a shout-out one more time to Minnesota Cold Talk Podcast. I want to give a shout-out to Sosa, Frat, Michaela, LaJoy, so many, Marcus, Amanda. I want to shout out to Queen Lo for coming out and just, you know, speaking her truth on here. Shout out to Beautiful Red. She know I love her to death. Shout out Angel, even though I ain't talked to her in a minute. Shout out my big brother Walt, who downstairs barbecuing right now because I'm finna go tear that shit up.
Shout out to him.
Bird, you gonna have to mail me a plate.
Word, huh?
I'm going to put it in a prize
box. Email me a picture. Just email me
a picture. Put it in a prize box.
And also, I want to shout out to God for making this right here happen, because you never know who you meet when you're doing
That's
what
right.
you're supposed to do. And rest in peace,
right.
my dad, because he's going to love this.
Amen. Hey, yo, I want to thank everybody who showed up tonight. Everybody, much love, smiles. Much love to Beautiful Red. Much love, Lo. I see y'all here, man. Y'all got any shout-outs, ladies? The whole lady squad is in here, all ladies. Y'all got
hey,
any shout-outs? Y'all want
I know
to
shout-out.
Okay,
shout-out
to
the BX.
Shout-out,
because
we got us.
Hey,
Dad,
we got
I
us.
Got shout-out.
Wait, but
Dad,
I do got a shout-out, though. I want to give a quick
hey,
shout-out
hold on,
to
let
MVM.
Let the lady go first. Get your ass
oh, I didn't
let the lady go first, goddammit.
Go first. I didn't even know she was still talking.
Dad.
I want to shout out to all the entrepreneurs, all the ladies that's out here doing their thing, even the men that's out supporting these women. That's what we need. This generation of people that we have now is different from what we grew up from. So I'm loving the support and the love that you guys are showing from all around the globe. Like, shout out to y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I can't forget about Jay's Promotions and Lil Fella Big Business Management Group. Y'all look them up. They out here doing their thing as well. Can't forget about them.
Definitely. We definitely got to get into tune with all that, man. I want to press. I appreciate everybody, but before we let you go, hey, yo, Smile, tell them what's on your mind.
Quick shout out to the whole MBM squad in Syracuse. Cowboys and Aliens is about to drop really soon. It's about to shake the fuck out of the streets. And then shout out to every female independent artist out there. We need y'all in this world just as much as we need the men in the hip-hop. Y'all keep the culture moving. Don't give up, but let's stop the sexualization and bring the bars back.
And on that note, this is for the ladies and tonight that's listening. So don't hang up and listen to the whole song, motherfuckers.
My cross.
Yeah. Fucking go in. Who the hell you thinking you got open? I'm the only nigga really know shit. He know shit. So how you tryna treat a nigga bogus? You bogus? Red light, nigga blink. Get it right, better think. I'm switching cable for you, make a nigga sink. I'm looking at the fourth finger for the ring. I don't need it, I don't see it, what you think? If a devil is the way to treat a queen, you ain't worthy of the title of the king. What you fucking, what you joking, what you mean? You can catch me in your motherfucking sleep. Cause all this good love came with satisfaction. Don't divide my power, but I'm no good with fractions. Got your hands out greeting, taking hasty action. Your scale up is speaking, that's a bad reaction. If you think I'll be loyal, no bitch. If you wanna live, I'll keep it for ya, no bitch. Roll or ride or die, a costa, no bitch. Hold it down if you had to leave it. On the Loyalty, 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 loyal
your cousin on the motherfucking table. No, bitch.
I know you ain't asking me.
Listening right now, you can catch us in the back room on UpLive. The person you need to follow is either 0_smiles or FlockGazaApproved. Once you become my friend, you can see us live. Right? Yeah, that's right. I said see us, not hear us. UpLive and follow FlockGaza. We live.
I'm in here big and it faded. Shorty, she got on the red bottoms and a drop top Mercedes. Long hair, don't care. She walk around and she tangled. Whoa, this cup is dangerous. Tastes like edible arrangement. If you pour me another one, I swear to God that I'm about to go crazy.
From the sky, so what up? Turn the goofy to a pack, roll them up. lying. They aiming for your taco. I ain't lying. Yeah. Ever since they took my brother,
yeah.
I stay riding.
Yeah.
If I see a nigga,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
he down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to turn this motherfucking city up.
City up.
Keep that blicky in your sticky. Fuck you up.
Fuck you up.
I'm a gangster from the side. So what up?
So what up?
Turn the goofy to a pack. Roll them up.
Yeah. Roll them up.
It's time to turn this motherfucking city up. They want that gangsta, I'ma give them what they want.
What they want.
Hate is great, give them people what they want.
Just what they want.
Just by 12, they carry by 6, I'ma leave them slow.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
40 flip them, leave them leaking.
Leaking.
Drake them sing like the Weeknd.
Weeknd.
FN is my drama boy. Brain fame on the cement.
Cement.
I saw her look in his eyes.
Yeah.
He was dead before he hit the cement.
Fuck.
Blicky got sticky.
Fuck. Fuck.
He was fucking with a demon.
Yeah.
Only thing is on my mind is fucking niggas up.
Fuck.
Spin the block like Dirk and Bruce. Hold up, put him in the trunk and I take him for a ride. I'ma take him to a place he never saw in his time. A nigga fuck on me and guarantee he gon' die. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess he cousins with the star.
Leave
him leaking Haiti, that's my favorite bar.
Leave him leaking.
I spent that 26 in Cali and Menard.
Yeah.
Shondale, wrap it
yeah.
up and
yeah.
pray to God.
Yeah.
Niggas, time to turn this fucking city up.
City up.
Keep that blicky and get sticky, fuck you up.
Fuck him up.
I'm a